Hello everyone, I'm Javier Reyes, and for today's presentation, I want to start with this question. Soil water dynamics differ in defined management zones? In Kentucky, normally practices such as irrigations are managed with a homogeneous management. So if we want to apply site-specific management, we have to divide the field in different areas that share similar characteristics. What we did in our experiment located in Western Kentucky was to use different soil remote and proximal sensing variables, and we used a PCA analysis where we try to identify key variables, and we also consider that these variables were easy to obtain. After performing a cluster analysis, we found that in our field, the optimal number of division was 3, as you can see in this figure here, when we combine data from clay content and DVI and a slope derived from a digital elevation model. So here the zone number 1 is the most adequate for management, and the most restrictive one is the zone number 3, which has higher clay content. In this field, we also monitor the soil water tension that you can see here in these 3 figures. So what you see here is time series data from soil water tension at 20, 40, and 60 centimeters. And the black bars here represent the daily precipitation. So as we expect, the soil water tension increases between rainfall events, and if the precipitation is significant, it decreases. But changes are more drastic in the most restrictive zone, as you can see here. So with this time series data, what we did was perform a wavelet analysis and a wavelet coherency that you can see here in these 3 figures, sorry, where, for the 20 centimeters depth. So what we can do with a wavelet coherency is to see if this time series data has some kind of relationship at different time scales. So what we found was that only for zone number, between zone number 1 and zone number 2, we found a significant relationship, that is this reddish area, but only for a time scale between 5 and 10 days, approximately. But what is happening here doesn't have any relationship in general with what is happening in the zone number 3 here. We also found with this analysis that the changes in soil water tension doesn't occur at the same time at each zone. So, in summary, this result demonstrates the ability to derive management zones, and these zones are reflecting spatial variability of soil water temporal dynamics, and which have relationship with topography, soil texture, and also biomass development. And this information can help to manage site-specific irrigation or other practices. And you are invited to my poster, which is 12:46. Thank you.
We got about a minute for questions.
Yes? Well, what we can see here is like we have to divide the field in different areas first. So with monitoring the soil water tension here, you can see when you can turn on the irrigation at different zones. Also, you can see that the changes are not equal in each one of these zones. So probably it's more recommended to apply different frequency and rate of irrigations at each zone. Okay. Any other question?
Well, thank you.
Okay, thanks.